On the lines.
Hello?
That woke you up?
No.
Good. You in the office?
No, I'm home.
Oh, good. I just wanted to tell you that on the Brezhnev dinner, I would like to add Butz, because he was in the Soviet Union and had met Brezhnev, you see.
Yeah, I had him on there once.
Yeah, and I took him off.
Okay.
But I don't want to have any other cabinet officers below Schultz, you see?
Well, but some of the ones we had on are invited, so we'll have to...
Well, who do you got?
See, I just don't know right now.
Now, Richards is not to come.
No, he's not invited.
Good, okay.
No, we've got...
Well, that's all right. You don't need to tell me.
Singer and Rogers and...
Oh, no. I meant the top three.
Yeah.
Rogers,
Laird,
Schlesinger, Laird, and Connolly, and Butz.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing is, I want to be sure Kendall is invited.
He is invited, yes.
Okay.
He's
going to San Clemente, you know, all that jazz about he wasn't.
Oh,
good.
Is he going?
Yep. With me, he and I, and that's just for the two of us for a private meeting, and that'll be very good.
That's good.
And beyond that, if other cabinet officers raise it, we'll hope if you could get a hold of, talk to Scowcroft,
yep.
and ask that the Russian embassy invite the other cabinet officers.
Well,
but
he and I worked on that today, like Lynn and some of the others, getting them in.
Lynn should be invited, but I don't want Richardson invited.
Well, we've got Lynn going to the Russian one.
Yeah.
We can't get them all in at yours. It's just not enough room.
No. But I don't want Richardson for special reasons to either one.
I know. Not Richardson or Brenninger.
Brenninger and Richardson are not to be invited to either one.
I agree.
And just leave them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
But everything's coming along all right, Rose.
I think it's coming along great.
And they say Stan did a nice job.
He did a beautiful job. He did. I think he was excellent. And I've talked with two or three people tonight from other cities and things who called me on various things, and they thought he did a great job. So.
Well, he's an honest man, Rose.
Very honest.
Damn it.
Man. And the Post had some lousy pictures because they take him, you know, up so close that anyone's face. And I saw the television pictures. He looked absolutely great.
The Post doesn't matter.
His hands were marvelous.
The Post doesn't matter. It's a TV.
No, it's a TV because that's what everybody watches.
Right. Fine.
So we'll put Butz back on again.
Yeah, I took him off because I didn't want to hurt others. But Butz should go.
Well,
see, Dent.
On because of the wheat thing.
Yeah, but Dent hasn't been there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to come. Brennan and I want for other reasons. We've got to have a labor guy there, you see.
Yeah.
It's a labor government. And I got to have, maybe a Fitz or...
Yeah, we invited Fitzsimmons and somebody else. I've forgotten who else. A couple others.
Paul Hall, put him on.
Okay, it's awful late to ask him.
Oh, okay, don't do it then. Fitz is enough.
There's a poolside party out in California.
Yeah.
He's out there. That's the place to have him, I think.
Who?
Paul Hall.
Is he out there?
Well, at least that newspaper that you gave me this morning was a San Francisco paper.
No, but he writes for the whole country. He lives in New York.
Oh.
But that's all right. He'll come.
Well, there may even be a place. I'll see if there's enough room.
The problem of meaning is difficult. But
with him.
The old son of a bitch has been so bad, I think we'll skip it.
Just stay at home. Deck with him. I'll see if there's room. If there's room, we'll get Paul Hall on this one. If there isn't, we'll get him. We'll ask him for the poolside one out in California.
Yeah, and put him on the Russian list, because they got a much bigger dining room than we have.
Okay.
Okay, Rose.
All right. I hope you
just think this was the anniversary of Trisha's wedding?
Isn't that something? 2 years. Just doesn't... In a way, it seems like 200 years ago. In other ways, it doesn't seem like any time.
That's right.
Such a beautiful wedding.
Yeah, and Julie's was.
Oh, they were both.
They said Julie did such a good job at Donahue that he was a perfect son of a bitch and his questions, but that Julie just slaughtered him.
I'm sure she would. She's so good.
Right.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good night's sleep.